views expressed during the show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's Underground Radio.
For CJLO News, I'm Zach Bouvier. Officers of the Service de Police de Laval, known as the SPL, arrested four teens suspected in a car theft ring last Friday. In 2022, the SPL began Operation Project Quartz in response to a large number of car theft reports in Laval. The arrest of the four teens is a part of the operation. Officers saw the four teens arrive at a hotel parking lot, where they attempted to steal a Jeep. While in the act, police officers arrested 19-year-old Abdellah Fain and Merwis Nasrani, and 18-year-old Ahmed Mekika and Ayman Wasim. Police released the details early morning May 3rd. Afain and Nasrani were released on conditions after appearing in court. Mekika and Wasim were transferred to Peel Police in Brampton, Ontario's custody after their court appearance, as they had an arrest warrant in connection with an attempted murder. Canadian folk music icon Gordon Lightfoot died in a Toronto hospital Monday evening at 84 years old. Lightfoot was born in Orilla, Ontario. Some of his popular songs include Sundown, The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald, If You Could Read My Mind, and Canadian Railroad Trilogy. Lightfoot received the Medal of Service from the Canadian government in 1970. The award recognized him for his general contribution to the overall good of the country. The famous musician was also inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1986. In 1991, he was among the inaugural group inducted with a star on the Canadian Walk of Fame. His last performance was October 30, 2022, in Winnipeg. He was set to go on tour in Canada and the United States this year. However, he canceled the dates on April 11th due to health-related issues without any scheduled makeup dates. His music career spanned 5 decades. In international news, Australia announced Tuesday it will ban recreational vaping and tighten other aspects of e-cigarette laws to try to stop a rise in teenage vaping. The government will ban all disposable vapes, which come in a variety of flavors, that attract teenagers. It will also ban imports of non-prescription vapes and limit nicotine levels, to attempt to restrict the sale of vapes to those trying to quit smoking. Nicotine e-cigarettes have required a prescription since October 2021. Vapes will only be sold in pharmacies and require pharmaceutical-type packaging. The new rules will attempt to crack down on the illegal markets that continue to bring vapes into the country to use and sell without prescriptions. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
There is no beauty, only ugliness. There is no glamour, only deadly blemish.
Oh.
It's CJLO time. No, it's always CJLO time when you're listening here. It's Great Explosives time. That's what we're doing right now. Wow, this is odd. It's been so long since I've been in front of the microphone that I seem to have forgotten how to do it. And also, these headphones are too loud and are throwing me off. Great. Love it. Good. Excellent. Perfect. There we go. Hey, everybody. How's it going? It is a nice, warm, relatively nice Sunday. I mean, relatively? Actually, it's very nice for today, for Sunday. So we still don't have an air conditioner here at CJLO yet, so it's going to get warm because I'm joined today by, in this first hour, we have three trainees that are here. I'm going to get them to talk during the course of the show. Not now. All of you, just stop reaching valiantly for the mics. You won't get to them right now. We'll get to you. Don't worry. They're all very excited. You can hear them in the background screaming to get onto the air. That's what's happening right now for real. And you can't verify that because you can't see it. And then in the second hour, we actually have Montreal's very own, the Occult, that are here over in the studio getting ready, preparing to play some tunes for us. They're going to play some stuff, and we're going to talk with them, and we'll see how all that goes. It is a busy day. A busy, busy day today here at the station. Well, for me, more than anyone else. So, let's try another valiant attempt to try to get a transition going between Andre's show, Melodramatic, and this show. I'm going to attempt it once more. I always try, and it very rarely works, but let's try this week with some Sleep Token, because there's been a single out since the last time I've been here. Well, there's been a lot of singles since the last time I'm here, but I haven't played this. I'm going to play DYWTYLM, which stands for Do You Wish That You Loved Me, off of their new record, which is coming out, Take Me to Eden, which is only 2 weeks away, and I am very excited because it's probably going to be my record of the year, spoiler alert. So enjoy this. And stay tuned for more stuff here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Do you roll with the waves? Or do you duck into deep blue safety? Is it always the same? That you loved me? Do you pull out the chains? Or do you push into constant aching each and every day? Do you wish that you loved me? Just not feel. Can we
left me. It's been so long that I'm forgetting what it feels like. But I'd rather not remind myself and leave it all behind. And I've tried so hard to fix it up, but nothing seems to help. But I cannot hope to give you what I cannot give myself. Do you wish that you loved me? Small bird. Do you wish that you loved me? That you love me, oh, whoa. Do you wish that you love me? Do you wish that you love me? Small bird. Do you wish that you loved me? Do you wish that you loved me? Oh, whoa. Do you wish that you loved me?
Let's go to work.
Wake up late, time to work, chugging that coffee show. Without you, you're no one, just like you want. Try to make a living.
CJLO 1690 AM. Hold on for 1 second here while I get some ads for you because I got distracted talking about music. You know, that thing that I do. Enjoy this, though.
Brewtopia Brew Pub is very proud to be serving fresh, naturally brewed ales for 25 years. It's our pleasure to offer delicious pub fare at the best value around. Whether you come to enjoy Montreal's longest-running open mic, trivia night, our amazing free live shows, or just meeting friends to catch up, Brewtopia is ready to deliver. Come check us out at 1219 Crescent Street, below St. Catherine.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9 right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to
CJLO
1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM. Oh, wait, hold on. You know what's going on right now is I'll give you, all of you out there listening, I'll let you know something. And that is that right now, the vault that we normally play stuff from is not connected. So I'm at a bit of a disadvantage because normally my TalkSpot music is on underneath there and I can play stuff when I'm doing my TalkSpots and it doesn't sound terrible or bad. And so here we are, me trying to locate what I normally do on Spotify. Here we go. There. Oh, good. Excellent. Okay. We got some things here. Have some headphones. There should be one on the other side there if you pass that one over to this side. So now it's one of my favorite times to do, everybody, because you'll get to hear the future here with some people here at CJLO. Because we have some trainees here in the studio before the occult plays in the second hour. And I'm probably terribly training them. I should probably be doing a better job than what I'm doing right now. But, I mean, they're just here to observe, right? I mean, that's what it is. They're just observing for the moment. It's not like I'm directing them on what to do. That seems fair. Let's say that I'm in the right here and doing well. So let's have a chat with some of these trainees and see what the future of CJLO may hold here. So, hey.
Hello.
How's it going? Why don't the two of you, let's start off here. and the two of you can intro yourselves, because just like for bands, I never know if people have come up with some creative DJ name that I have not decided to do, but I know other people are more creative than I, so if that's something you're doing and using a pseudonym, you can do that, or you just intro yourself however. I don't care. Just tell the people who you is, and we'll go from there. So whoever wants to start.
So I'll start. My name's Thomas Lane. I'm a third year student at Concordia in communications, and hopefully I'll be starting a sports talk show here at CGLO in the coming weeks. Looking forward to that. And Andrew's doing an amazing job training us right now, even though I think you're being hard on yourself. You're doing a very good job.
Yeah, I mean, buttering up to me is not going to help you get this sports talk faster. I'm just saying, it's not. That's not a requirement.
You're just being hard on yourself. You're doing a great job.
Well, I do what I can. We'll see how it goes. We'll see. Let's continue here with these introductions.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm not a Concordia student, but I am going to have a show coming up soon called No Boundaries, where I just play music of all genres, all time periods, just a mix, a really random mix of everything. Just playing whatever I feel like.
I mean, that checks out. Yeah, that's right. Imposing your musical will upon others.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing here. So I imagine found out about CJLO through Concordia. How did that, did you see it like at a comms, like did it present at like a comms thing for you?
It just happened. One of my buddies was saying like, oh, he was listening to like this Concordia radio station. Like, Concordia radio station, like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't know we had one of those. And then he's like, yeah, like we do. And I checked the website and I saw the tab up top that said volunteers. I'm like, well, I'd like to go into sports radio, so this could be a good start. So I applied, and then lo and behold, here we are. They said we need potentially a sports talk show, so I said, why not give it a go?
Now, are you going to do, we have the NFL Power Hour, which does basically NFL stuff. Are you going to do are you more interested in a specific type of sport? Sports? Spores? I'm not sure how you say it plural.
Well, I love the NFL just as much as everyone obsessed with the NFL, but our show will be about all sports. We're crazy into the NHL, NBA, baseball, you name it. Especially in the summer, people think, oh, the NFL is not on, the NHL is not on. There's still a lot of news to talk about because of free agency, firings, all that stuff. And we feel like this is a great opportunity for the listeners of the radio to get their sports intake. And we'll be talking everything, like we said, from the NFL to the NHL to everything. So I'm looking forward to it. And also giving some shout out to Concordia teams as well, because school spirit would be great for the sports teams. And we think maybe getting information about future games and that on the radio would be good too.
And how much will you be covering the International Spelling Bee? Because that's when I tune in the most.
Oh man.
ESPN 5 getting
ESPN
in there,
5, yeah, exactly. I'm not sure.
I didn't even know that existed. Yeah.
I don't know if it does either.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We can look into that if the demand's there. Like, we get some requests, talk about the spelling bee, I will tune in.
All right. Well, good to know. I'll tune in for that when it happens. And how did you hear about this little station here? The might I add, since Cult Montreal just came out this week, the number one independent station in the city. Now, there was another station that was higher, but I mean, Montreal. I don't want to say I'm disappointed in you for supporting corporate terribleness, but you know. But we'll move on. So where did you hear about this institute that we're in right now?
Well, I think I've actually first heard about it by listening to the radio.
Oh, a like, person that listens to the radio. My goodness, what? Are you a unicorn as well?
Yeah, I mean, I really love college radio. Since I lived in New Orleans for a while,
and oh, okay.
I really love the college radio station down there, WTUL. And when I moved to Montreal, I immediately kind of tried to check out some of the college radio here. And one day I was looking for stations on the FM part, and I wasn't finding much. And I was like, oh, I'll just try switching over to the AM. And I heard CJLO for the first time, and it was really cool.
And you managed to have a radio that actually picked up 1690, because there's some digital tuners that don't do that.
It was good.
Below, you know, flight traffic control is where we sit. So, you know, I think that's pretty prestigious in its own way.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So you said that you're going to play kind of whatever you want. What, what's, what kind of is your background? Where do you where do you focus more in on? Because there's always like a bit more of a preference than anything else.
Yeah, it's like, I guess kind of like definitely indie electronic stuff is kind of what I lean into. A lot of hip hop too, but I really am just kind of obsessive with music, and I just like, I'm always looking for new music and researching and for pretty much as long as I can remember, just kind of obsessively trying to discover new music and kind of trying to always, I'm always the friend who's recommending music, new music to my friends and probably annoying them a lot, you know, but so
what's
I've always kind of wanted to have a show where I could just kind of share my musical tastes and
You're well on your way at this.
Yeah.
What would you say is the best Montreal find you've gotten? Since you mentioned you were in New Orleans and now you're here, I'm sure you've caught some of the local scene. What's been kind of the stuff that stuck out to you?
That's a good question. It's hard to pick one, I think. I definitely like, and I'm probably going to mess up saying his name, but Matt... Holubowski.
Oh, yeah. His new record came out 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? Something like that.
Yeah, he's really good. Carquois, I definitely didn't know them, you know, since they're a francophone artist. We don't really hear much about them down in, because I'm from the U.S. originally, so yeah.
Although if you were in New Orleans, you probably had a higher than 0% chance, but still not higher than 3% chance.
Yeah, it's mostly just like Cajun music and stuff you hear there. You don't really hear much like French indie rock, but
all right, is there anything that have you thought about what you're going to, because it's very important to think about the first song that you ever play on air. Have you given some thought to how you want to, because it sets the stage for the entirety of what you do following that, so have you thought about what you're going to play as your first song?
Yeah, I've already picked it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think I've pretty much have my whole first show ready. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, calm down there, overachiever.
Yeah, no, I'm a little,
All right. Well, I thought, I didn't really, since there are two of you, I was like, I should ask them something that they want to hear. But, you know, I don't, you know, that's, since I don't have access to the vault too, I don't really feel like going through Spotify and doing that because, Spotify is as close to the musical devil as we'll get. Mm-hmm. Now that they are music, now that they are basically record labels, you know, that's where we are. So what I thought was I'd kind of split a difference here between what we're going. Since you said that you like rock oriented stuff, and you know, I imagine there's some classic things in there that you enjoy.
Yeah, of course.
Right, and you also like rock oriented stuff.
For sure, yeah,
and I'm sure also. I'm guessing here that I'll turn this. You also like rock oriented. There's a third person that I'm talking to. It sounds like I'm crazy right now because I was speaking with two people. There's a third person that's going to be on later, trying to escape. I see what you're doing. We're going to get this. Don't worry. But I figured that we can all agree that there's some good classic things that we can do. And so what I thought I would do is I would play some Canadians doing a cover here of a classic. There is a relatively new record by Category 6. They are a power metal-y, trad metal-y type band coming out of Calgary, which is currently on fire because that's where we are in the year, everybody. Oh, sadness. Anyway, so I'm going to play a cover that they do of Hearts Barracuda because it is a jam original. And although this is more of like a, I always rail against on this show, like classic covers, you know, covers that are like exactly like the original, because what's the point? Like,
I agree.
The original's already been made. Do something a little more interesting with it. But I mean, it doesn't change the fact that Barracuda's just a jam. So let's just play that, and I'll go from there. And then the occult's coming up in the second hour, and we still have one trainee that's going to talk. By themselves, no less. Oh my, that's gonna putting the pressure on. Didn't think this one through, I see. So we'll play this and then we'll see where we go from there. So keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM, The Occult, and various other stuff coming up here during the course of this hour. Enjoy this. See what happens, everybody? See, you try and work with some sort of a computer program, and they go, no, I don't want to do what you're doing. And so it does this. Here, enjoy some Whitesnake, because I don't have a good reason for you to enjoy Whitesnake. I don't even enjoy Whitesnake, but I'm playing it anyway, so I hope you'll enjoy.
Over the mountains, across the sea, I know love is waiting for you and me. You don't have to worry, it's never too late. Grab a hold now, baby, now don't you hesitate. All I want is just to spend my life with you.
Can you hear the wind blow for me and you? What is a ball? The ballroom scene is an African-American and Latino underground LGBTQ plus subculture that originated in New York City. Beginning in the late 20th century, Black and Latino drag queens began to organize their own pageants in opposition to racism experienced in established drag queen pageant circuits. From pop and R&B hits to RuPaul's Drag Race, Vogue and ballroom's cultural visibility in the mainstream has come a long way from the 1980s New York City underground scene. Come check out a Montreal ballroom event on Saturday, May 13th at Le National. The Bizarre Ball, the Beastly Edition. Brought to you by the Bizarre Kin with legendary commentator Father Twisted Miyaki Mugler and DJ Cherry KFC. This event is not to be missed. Search Bizarre Ball, the Beastly Edition on Facebook for more information.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
CJLO 1690 AM. Beard love forever.
Beards, 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 beards,
beards. CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives. You're listening to it here on the number one independent station here in Montreal. What is all over my fingers? Gross. I don't know what's going on here. I'm sorry. I just see, this is what happens. I get distracted by things like a small child outside looking at shiny things. This is what's going on. Anyway, number one independent station in Montreal, according to Cult Montreal's Best in Montreal. I don't want to brag. You know, that's not me. I don't like to, you know, go on and on about how great the things that I'm a part of are. Things like that, or act like I have anything to do with it. You know, this show in which there's a live band that's going to be playing here during the second hour, you know, training new people here at the station so that they can also make the station the number one station in general next year in Montreal. I don't want to take any credit for this, and yet I'll let you assign some if you feel that's worthy to do. Speaking of trainees who are here, we have one more that hasn't introed themselves yet, so I will let them say whatever they, if they have a creative name they want to use. If not, I'm not gonna pressure them. But you know, do what you want here. Intro yourselves. Tell the people who you is.
Oh my goodness! Ever since you said that,
you've been clocking.
I've been trying to like come up with a creative name, but no, I'm Samina. That is my real name. And I'm just, I'm hoping to do a music show here at CJLO.
Now, what kind of music show do you plan on doing? What's the kind of general, like, focus going to be?
Well, the focus for this show is actually just going to be thematic. It's just going to be sad songs. Songs across genres, across decades. Just, you know, as long as it's sad, it's going to get played.
Are you going to group the sad songs together by different themes, or are you going to just take a grab bag of sad songs and throw them into one thing?
You know, I've been thinking about it. Right now I think it's probably just going to be a grab bag. Okay. You know, it's just going to be kind of flowing from one to another. But I think eventually I would like to just do like themes of sad or like colors of sadness, you know, like different types of sad. Songs, stuff like that.
So I'm hearing that you're going to get a lot of alt country going on. Is what I'm going
yeah, there may be a lot of that.
Well, how did I guess we'll follow a similar format here. How did you come across CJLO in your travels in throughout Montreal?
Well, I came across it. I'm from Windsor, Ontario, mm-hmm. and I was briefly involved at the college station there, and. Then I moved here, and I've been wanting to get involved because I'm interested in the production side of things.
Okay.
So I came here to learn to do a production orientation, and then I saw that there, you know, there's potential to do a show. So I was like, oh my God, I got to do that.
So are you going to watch what's going to be happening here? What, by the way, the Occult's going to be playing in a bit here. You can probably hear it through the microphones here, anyone that's listening. So are you going to take a look at what's going on over there while that's happening? Or?
Absolutely. So excited.
I can't tell if that's sarcasm or not, but I'm going to take it as being
that's
real.
Totally legit. Totally real.
I also hear from a very reliable source that you are a musician. What do you create here?
I do sad songs.
Okay.
So it's on theme.
So it's all sad all the time.
Yeah, actually, small detail, it's all going to be my music.
Okay.
That I play.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of laughter going on here for sad songs. Unless that's, I mean, of course, all of you can't see it, but it's laughing while crying at the same time. That's how
also lots of tears. Yeah.
Well, what have you planned out kind of what your first show is going to be like? Are you have you become an overachiever like Dan over here?
You know, I really haven't, and okay. I was very intimidated when he said that.
Okay.
So I gotta get on that. My strategy is more to like not think about it and then kind of wing it. So you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay, all right. Actually, I should have asked all of you. Is there maybe the two of you can walk around there while I ask this question? But when do you think or when do you plan on doing your first show? Do you have like a timetable for when that will be here for people to listen to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping in June or July.
June or July, okay.
Yeah.
And how about you two? When do you think your first show is going to be happening here at the station?
I really don't know. As soon as possible. As soon as I can finish the training and yeah.
Do you have a specific day and time that that you're looking to try and fill out, or?
I think I'd like to do Sunday,
okay.
if possible.
All right, and. Any daytime for you?
For me, I'm really I'm not sure yet, but it'll either be on Sunday or pretty late at night on a weekday.
All right, that's good. And sports, I imagine, is going to be more during probably the day or early evening, right? Or maybe morning. That could work too.
We're open to anything. We would like to be during the week if possible, because that's when most of the sports action happens, and hopefully in the afternoon because the preview of the games. Before they happen at night, so that'd be ideal to have maybe around like a 12 to 2 kind of a shift, if possible.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you have a timetable for when you think you might be starting up, or?
You know, same as everyone else is saying. Hopefully by June we can get it up and running, which would be awesome before the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals. That'd be perfect.
All right. And I guess the last question for all of you here, because this is important for people that have heard this and are like, oh, you know, I'd like to maybe hear what's going on here. What's the names of these shows? Like, what are you going to call them? So when people look at the schedule, they know when that's going to happen.
All right. I guess starting with me, I'm the one I think who's least sure about it.
Okay.
But currently, the tentative name is Sad Song Hour. Okay. Might be something different.
All right, that's straight to the point. I like. You know, when you my favorite thing about Japanese movies and TV shows is like when you watch them and look at the title, you know exactly what you're going to get when you go into it. Like, what is it like? Frankenstein Girl versus Vampire Killer or whatever it is. You know exactly what it is going in. So like, I appreciate the honesty of your advertising here. So. That's good. Okay. And what about one of you two?
So my show is called The Tommy John Show because it was started by me, Tommy, and my friend John.
Okay.
But also it's a play on words because the surgery pitchers get on their elbow is called Tommy John surgery. So it's kind of like a nice little play on words, taking both our names and putting it into a sports title. We thought it was pretty solid.
I've learned something new about sports today. That's good to know.
Yeah,
is that specific just for baseball, or
it's mostly there's mostly pitchers and sometimes quarterbacks get it on their elbow if they get like a hit to their elbow.
Okay.
But it could happen to all mostly baseball players, outfielders if they throw the ball too hard, but mostly pitchers who get the Tommy John surgery. So we're just like, well, what would be a good name for our show? Well, I'm Tommy, you're John. Oh my God, that's a baseball surgery. We may have just found something cool here. So, that's the name of our show, and we think it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. That's, well, be on the lookout for that. And finally, what you've planned out your first show, first songs, everything. You must have a name planned out, right?
Yeah. I mean, the name I picked was No Boundaries.
Okay.
Because I just want to be able to play everything. Actually, originally, I wanted to just call it Songs That I Like, or Songs I Like, but I felt like that was just too...
Just too.
Too on the nose, yes. So yeah.
It doesn't roll as well as No
yeah,
Boundaries,
no,
too.
No Boundaries sounds cooler, sounds so...
Well, I wish you all luck on all of your shows. I don't know where the next training point that you'll have is, but you might hear any of them on this show, maybe in a coming week. Who knows? Who knows? The world is full of opportunities and mystery. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'm saying. So let me play one more track here to round out this hour before the occult plays stuff for you in the next one. Well, I'll be a little bit into the next hour where we'll do this because I have to talk with them and see what they are doing. You know what? Let's play a Montreal band here. Big Brave has a new record out, Nature Morte, which is out right now. I'm sorry, everyone that speaks French. I apologize. As I've said many times on this show, I grew up in the States. That should be all I need to tell you. The school systems are terrible and they don't value education. So especially with any languages, like, yeah, why would you ever need anything other than English, which is, of course, the official and only language that should be spoken in the United States? Anyway, let's play some Big Brave to close out this hour, and then we will get into the occult for next hour. So keep it locked. Great Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM. Here is the Ten of Swords. Enjoy this.